from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the Department of Homeland Security has published a new list of 500 sanctuary jurisdictions across the country, including 21 towns and counties in New Jersey that the Trump administration says are obstructing immigration enforcement and standing in the way of deportations. Among those on the list are Burlington, Cumberland, and Warren counties, Asbury Park, Jersey City, Linden, Montclair, Newark, and Patterson. The department on Thursday said each one will receive formal notification that the government has deemed them noncompliant and if they're believed to be in violation of any federal criminal statutes. New Jersey is facing an energy crisis as electricity bills are expected to increase by up to 20% this Sunday. Think tank New Jersey Policy Perspective put out a new report that says it's because regional grid operator PJM has delayed clean energy projects, including 79 in New Jersey, that would increase electricity supply and lower rates. Report author Alex Ambrose says the delays are partly because many of PJM's voting members are utility company and power plant owners.
Frankly, a lot of those members benefit from keeping older, less economical power plants running, like coal and natural gas, which prevents newer sources of renewable energy from serving our region.
PJM expects electricity demand to soar in the coming years, with AI data centers driving 70% of that new demand. This portion of the news made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. A mysterious social media user has been stashing cash around New Jersey and posting video clues about it.
Starting 2 months ago, the person running Find the Cash New Jersey has left $50 or $60 taped to landmarks and in hotspots around the state before sharing a video clue to Instagram and TikTok. There have been shore drops, including Asbury Park, Atlantic City, Wildwood, and Seaside Heights, as well as visits to Woodbridge, Morristown, Middletown, and Newark. The cash stasher says donations from others have helped fuel the mission of spreading happiness. The accounts have racked up over 120,000 followers combined. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. You can download our free app, get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will it be a good weekend for outdoor plans? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather is under a flood watch for the western and northern parts of New Jersey through Saturday morning, as we're going to be looking at some showers to arrive later this afternoon, and that'll continue heavier tonight with thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 70s to near 80, dipping down to the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, lingering rain in the morning gives way to more showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and some could be gusty with small hail, especially near and south of 195 with highs in the mid-60s. Sunday's breezy and cool, sun mixing with clouds again, mid-60s to low 60s in some spots. And then on Monday, we'll have sunshine, just a few clouds pushing through, as our high will be in the mid-70s. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
And weather brought to you by Hamilton Honda. The Memorial Day weekend construction sale is going on right now at Hamilton Honda, where you are set for life with lifetime oil and filter changes and lifetime car washes. Call them at 609-528-2600 or visit HamiltonHonda.com. Right now, 69 at Piscataway, 67 at Point Pleasant, 69 in Camden. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.